shining peacefully, because my baby don't need Navy now. When the preacher questions me, I'll say yes sir, yes siree, because my baby don't need Navy now. I just got a little letter on yesterday, now I feel a little better and so I say. Life is short, mighty sweet, but I know mine is all complete, because my baby don't need Navy now.
George Olson's orchestra, with a vocal by Fran Fry, whose girlfriend, it seems, is no longer troubled by indecision. I'm Bill Chambliss, and this sprightly number starts off another hour of scratchy grooves here on WXDR. We do this every Sunday at 7:30, and I'm glad you decided to join us this time. What we do is play popular music from the past, the 1930s, 1920s, and sometimes earlier. The records are from my collection, and a lot of them have been around longer than I have, so you'll hear some scratches and some hisses and an occasional ka-flump. Don't be alarmed. That's just the patina on these antiques. Underneath, they're golden, or at least brass-plated. Today, George Olson and his music. That's how he built his orchestra, which was very popular back in the 1920s and 30s. Matter of fact, Olson headed an orchestra for around 35 years and played the top clubs and hotels around the country. I'll tell you more about it, but first, more music. Here's A Precious Little Thing Called Love, sung by Ethel Choate, who was Mrs. George Olson. This will be followed by a rousing dance tune, The Varsity Drag, sung by Fran Fry.
Why does my heart miss a beat? We've always thought knowledge is naught we should be taught to dance. Right here at Tate, we're up to date. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheep learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto complete. Say it with feet. Gladly, first lesson right now. You'll love it and how you'll love it. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Dirty old low, no hotter than hot. Newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving the flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes. Stay after school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
George Olson was raised in Oregon and started his first orchestra in Portland around 1917. His father was in the moving business, but George preferred music to moving. He'd learned to play the drums and got a group of five other musicians together to play local dances. The band became popular in the area and began picking up ballroom and theater dates down along the coast. A scout for Flo Ziegfeld heard the band in San Francisco, and Ziegfeld brought them to New York for his show Kid Boots, starring Eddie Cantor. This success was followed by a series of shows on Broadway, including Whoopee, The Girlfriend, and Good News. Here's a hit song from Good News, The Best Things in Life Are Free, sung by Bob Borger. Thank you.
The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
In 1925, George Olson's orchestra played for the musical Sonny, with a score written by Otto Horbach, Oscar Hammerstein II, and Jerome Kern. Olson recorded the title tune, and on the flip side, another song from the show, Who. Who was an instant hit, and it established the Olson Orchestra's reputation all over the country. Here's that gold record from 1925, Who.
Thank you.
That smash hit record led to a long-term contract with RCA Victor, and from that time on, the Olsen Orchestra produced one hit record after another. The records led to the band becoming one of the most popular dance and theater orchestras of the day. Olsen added top-flight musicians, and by the early 1930s, the orchestra consisted of 16 men. Among them were Leighton Noble, Red Nichols, and a young sax player named Fred McMurray, who went on to movie fame, fortune, and Walt Disney. Enough of that. Let's have three George Olsen records that are typical of the band's style in the early 30s. Just a Little Thing Called Rhythm, Lucky Day, and Where's That Rainbow? This one to Jim at the Newark Senior Center. Thank you.
horseshoe, I couldn't go wrong. And then a horseshoe happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
Next, a number sung or spoken by George Olsen himself. Like many orchestra leaders of the period, Olsen was more a leader than a musician. He gave up the drums early on, and his singing voice wasn't anything to cheer about. His strong suit was leading the band and handling the business end, a job he did extremely well. His orchestra played the leading clubs, made a great many movie shorts, and was featured on several coast-to-coast radio programs, including Jack Benny's first show in 1932. Here's George himself doing the Al Jolson number from the movie The Singing Fool, Sonny Boy.
Thank you. when there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies, 'cause you make them blue, sunny boy. My friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. You'll pull me through, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me, right here on earth. But if the angels grow lonely, take you 'cause they're lonely, I'll follow you, sunny boy.
You're listening to WXDR Newark 91.3 on your FM dial. Give you an idea of George Olsen's singing voice. The Olsen Orchestra moved to the West Coast in 1930 for an engagement at the Plantation Ballroom in Los Angeles. There followed the movie work, radio shows, and more nationwide tours, and the recording dates continued. The orchestra cut hundreds of sides in the 1930s and became sort of a house band for Victor. Here's another set. We'll hear the big hit, Bye Bye Blackbird, Save Your Sorrow for Tomorrow, and Somebody Else. That last one will be sung by the trio that was featured on so many George Olsen records, Bob Borger, Fran Fry, and Bob Rice.
Thank you.
Right along. Here's Ethel Chate to sing Sweet Nothings of Love. And then we bring back the Borger Fry Rice Trio for I Never Knew What the Moonlight Could Do and For You and Me.
Thank you. Look at me intently and then whisper gently, sweet nothings of love. Take me out, good timing, and just keep on rhyming, sweet nothings of love. Maybe you don't mean it, but baby, I've seen it. It fits just like a glove. I'm the kind who calls for a subject who falls for sweet nothings of love.
Thank you.
garden walls. And blooming there are roses fair, while love broods over all. A little home for us alone, but someday there may be two or three, that is what I see in this cup for you and me.
For you
and me.
For you and me.
I think we have time for just two more records. These are favorites of mine. I'm Knee Deep in Daisies, and If You Believed in Me, sung by Fran Fry.
Another Victor recording of George Olsen and his music playing if you believed in me.
I could amount to something, no matter where I'd be. It all depends on one thing, if you believe in me. I changed my way of living, the right from wrong I'd see. If you would be forgiving, if you believed in me. Someone may tell you about me, of some bygone day. You may have reason to doubt me, through what they may say. In spite of all I'm blamed for, you trust me patiently. I'd reach the goal I've aimed for if you believed in me.
All the records I've played today are from the era of George Olsen's greatest success, the late 20s and early 30s. In 1936, he took over the band of Orville Knapp, who'd been killed in a plane crash, and he was quite successful with it, but the sound was totally different. He called it music of tomorrow, and, well, I prefer the music of yesterday, scratches and all. George Olsen retired from the band business in 1951 and opened a restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey. It became very successful. He died March 18, 1971, at the age of 78. Next week on Scratchy Grooves, Irish songs, appropriately, by the greatest Irish tenor of them all, John McCormick. Tune in. I'm Bill Chambliss. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Neil Payne's show, In a Mist. He's got some great big band music for you. First, though, at least a portion of one last George Olsen record, the lively rah-rah hip flask Betty Coed, pure 1920s song, Doin' the Raccoon.
Third down, 10 to go.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 48, 69, 37, hike.
Knowledge men, do a dance called Raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, I bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now.
Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
For they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard,
but they sleep in them in jail.
They store them at Ohio,
They're hot at Notre Dame. They carry them at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From every college campus comes a cheer.
Ay-yi!
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy!
Rough guys, tough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho! Every day those raccoon coats will have puffs. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon.